Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today I want to tell you a story about a story. Now, not too long ago, I decided to write a story, a novel, and it's about 160 pages of A6 size and about 50,000 words. And I wanted to write a story about these characters, and I had no idea about the plot, but I needed a plot. Anyway, I wrote it, and here's what the story is about. A computer programmer, app developer, a woman, thinks she is being stalked because she finds a book, and the book is a lot about her life, including words that people have said to her in the previous week or so. So she's very concerned and worried. Meanwhile, there are two high school students that are outcasts in their high school. They're not in the right cliques, so they are outcasts. But they are also creative and odd. One is a math genius, can do math quite quickly in her head, but she's also goth with purple hair. The other one is a skinny guy that likes to draw comics or manga or graphic novels, and he has done that in the book. So there's a book in the book. There's another book in the book about the stalker. And on top of that, the book in the book, the manga that the skinny guy is writing, is about an alien from space that comes to Earth to discover if it's habitable. And if it is habitable, what should she do with the life forms that she finds there? Now, the alien in the story in the manga shows up in the life of the computer programmer, and things get a little bit scary and confusing and funny, and it's very nice. I think the characters are good. I have gone over it and changed things and made it a little bit stronger. And for some reason, I put it on InDesign, and now it is a physical book. And I hope to make it into an ebook through InDesign. And it also requires some artists to draw the actual manga graphic novel part of the book. But before I find one of those, I'm going to try and put it up as an ebook. Speaking of drama, here comes one now.
Novels are fun to write, they're fun to read, they're fun to look at, and when you bind them into very nice paper, they're fun to touch and feel. Ebooks, well, I guess they're fun to read, and if the story is good, it's fun to buy. But so far, I don't think I've actually purchased an ebook. Yes, I have. I have purchased one ebook. I have yet to read Moby Dick. I thought I'd read it on my iPad, but it seems to be a bit heavy for me at the moment. But since I live near the ocean, I thought I would read Moby Dick. Teidorigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
I have a novel that I would like you to put together. Can you put that together for me?
How many pages and how many copies?
Well, it's about 900 pages, and it's about a little girl whose father is a lawyer in the deep south and the people she meets.
That sounds like To Kill a Mockingbird.
To kill what? No, there's no killing. I don't like killing. There's no killing anything. And especially not birds. I don't like killing birds.
It's a novel. Perhaps you would like to read it. It's called To Kill a Mockingbird. I think you will enjoy it. It's not very long.
Oh, I don't read short books. Short books don't get into the characters. They don't get into the story. There's just nothing there. If it's not 800 pages or more, there's no reason to read a short book. It's like reading a short story.
I take it you can read very, very fast.
No, it takes me a couple of years to read a book that's maybe 300 pages, but, you know, I got nothing else to do. I'm just sitting here watching security cameras.
Security cameras? Where?
The nuclear power plant down the street. I just sit there and watch to make sure nothing happens, and then and I get bored, so I start reading, and then after about 2 or 3 years, I finish the book about 300 pages, but, you know, 300 pages is nothing. There's nothing there. So my book is only 900 pages. I was hoping you could look at it and tell me what you think.
I'd be glad to look at it and tell you what I think, but I am not an editor.
Oh, no, it's perfect. You don't have to edit anything. It's perfect.
Okay, well, why don't you send it over, and I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, yeah. I can't send it over because I wrote it out in a pencil.
Pencil? Like, on paper?
Yeah, pencil on paper.
And how long did that take?
A couple of years.
How am I supposed to make copies of it to make books?
I don't know. Xerox?
I don't think you'll be happy with that.
I don't know. Oh, what's this little flashing light? I'll get back to you. Bye.
Novels. I hope I'd be able to read one in the future.